This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers continue to get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau Field. The Eagles next on the schedule and the Steelers behind them. If you believe in trap games, this would be a classic example, but it's not something that worries Matt LaFleur.
We've got enough to worry about just within ourselves and a lot of growth in front of us. If we want to play our best football, we should only be worried about today and this game.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
We've been in this position before. We've learned, you know, coming off a two-game win streak and lose one on the road. So I think we've learned that you can never look past any team. You got to take it 1 week at a time, and you got to be your best on Sunday. So I think we're going to have a great week of prep. I think that's the message that everyone's talking about.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Matt LaFleur is excited about the play of linebacker Quay Walker this season. The team's leader in tackles used to have a pretty hot temper, but given the opportunity to show his mettle when TK Metcalf poked his finger inside Walker's face mask last week, Quay handled things well.
That's not easy to not respond, but in my eyes, that's the epitome of being team first. That was a critical penalty in the game. You're talking going from 3rd and 2 to 3rd and 17. Now you're in a chunk defense, and they got to check the ball down, and they're punting. That was as good as a takeaway.
Packers and Panthers on Sunday. I'll have reaction Monday from Titletown on the Wisconsin Radio Network.